Okay, another car talk. As I drive, thinking about improviser's performance mindset. If I could give anyone advice from my experience, it would be to just trick your own mind into believing that what you are playing in the moment is the most relevant possible an important thing that anyone in the whole universe could be playing right now in your situation. That might sound a little silly to some people. Some people might not believe it. But you think about the simplicity of it. Who else could be playing your instrument right now in the universe? Only you. There's no way that anyone else could possibly be doing anything right now better than what you are about to do, or are doing. No way, it's not possible for someone to be inside you playing your instrument. It's just logic there. If you think about that though, what you are playing in this moment is always all there is. There's no competition, there's no one-upmanship. You just need to own it, trust it, obey it. I'll say these kind of things over and over and over. But that's just a little clip. It's a little bit of a trick, a mind trick. But anything other than being in the moment and completely trusting your inner self, your inner creative self, is folly. Right? No one else can play your instrument right now except it's in your hand. So it's pretty tricky to have two people play an instrument at once. And probably was not going to happen. So you are it in the universe as you play. You are the star performer in your moment, in your place on the map. In your time, in your tune, in your jam. There's no one else that could possibly do it. You are it. Just own it and enjoy it. Whether you feel like you're not a perfect musician, not technically ready, bunch of BS, doesn't matter. Of course we can always improve our skills, be more at one with our instrument. I know that. If I don't practice, I'm a little out of touch. That connection between the inner and the outer gets a little rusty sometimes. So there's always things that we can work on. But in general, I don't really need to warm up that much or anything. I just pick up an instrument even I haven't played in a week and still play pretty well because I've played so much in my life. Now that counts for something. But if you just imagine yourself playing, your body and the outer you will get in line with the inner you pretty quickly. Well, it's really an inner game, improv. Yes, there's outer stuff, scales and exercises and just having an instrument in your hand a lot. That helps. But it's not the top of the list. Being in touch with your inner and trusting it is the top of that list. So, if you want to perform like a master, it's already done. You are the master in every moment that you are playing. And if you don't like what you're playing, that's up to you. I say just relax, listen inside, and play just what you are hearing and that only. Not worrying about whether it's great, virtuosic, fantastic, sparkly, or any other attribute you might want to put on it. Juicy. Just do it. Get in the mood and do it. If you're not hearing anything inside, you're probably not listening hard enough. You're probably not relaxed enough. You're probably not trusting yourself enough. Chill. Just do it. And if you got to fake it at first, pretend that you're a master. I don't suggest pretending forever because people can kind of sniff out fakers, I think. But you can pretend that you are receiving every note from divine beings who are channeling it to you. And who's to say that's not really what's happening? Who's to say you're not the receiver of divine ideas? Just listen in your head, hear what you'd like to hear, and do your best to play that and that only. And everything will go just fine. So remember, you are the master of the moment. You are the master of the moment, of your moment, on your tune, and your performance, on your day, on your hour, on your minutes, on your second. That's all.